Welcome to this week's musical moment. Last week, we were introduced to Jeanette Fang, the pianist of the Garth Newell Piano Quartet. This week, we will profile the violinist, Teresa Ling. Like Jeanette, her relationship with music began at a very young age.
Originally, I started on piano. My mother claims that I started when I was two, but I don't really recall that. And she used to help me at the piano because she actually could also play piano. I started playing the violin when I was about 9 or 10, and I remember it was in the public school when they actually had string programs back then. You actually could get out of class in order to play in the little orchestra if you started playing strings, because strings always started a little bit earlier than the band instruments. Even though I always really wanted to play the cello, we happened to have a violin, and my mother claimed she didn't want to see me dragging that thing around anyway. So I ended up playing the violin, and I really loved just playing in the orchestra with other people. There was something really social about playing the violin, and there's something about the sound that really drew me in. My parents felt like it was important to be exposed to music and to develop some ability with it, but they also felt like you should actually pick something to do as a career that's that has, a little bit more security. I thought I would probably be pre-med or, just do something along those lines. And so I continued to play through college, but I had a violin teacher who encouraged me to try for a fellowship to Aspen Music Festival. And I had never met so many people who were planning to make music their career. And there were hundreds of violinists who I met, and you would think that would discourage me, but it actually made me feel like, wow, that is such a cool idea. I might have to try that. And so I decided to go to grad school in music. And so I ended up going to Eastman School of Music in Rochester for a master's degree. And then I got a Rotary Fellowship to study in London for a year. So then I went to the Royal Academy of Music.
I wondered how her parents had handled her choosing such a different path.
I have to give them a lot of credit that they were really supportive. For years and years after switching to violin, they kept saying, it's not too late to apply to med school. And they finally stopped asking, but I'm really happy that I took the turn that I did.
I asked Teresa to speak to her favorite music, whether it be for listening or playing.
Well, it's hard for me to actually pick one composer that I love to play all the time. I love the variety. It's so satisfying to play Brahms. Schubert has incredible moments, Mozart, Beethoven. I have to say that probably, my desert island composer would be Bach, because I'll just, happily grow old just playing the pieces that he wrote for violin. Which people might find surprising because I never perform it. And so I suppose, there is something about Bach's music that is, comforting and challenging and just extraordinary that I never get tired of it. And I could listen to it over and over again forever and, just work at it, just keep on playing it and finding different things that just touch me in a different way each time I approach it. When I'm home, I don't actually listen to music because I find it incredibly distracting if I need to do something else. And I think the fact that I play and rehearse a lot, I find that I actually, try not to listen to music. But I enjoy all types of music. I love music that really comes from the heart and, stuff that has a great beat. I even like, hard rock sometimes. So, it's hard to really pigeonhole it.
For more information, www.garthnewell.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.